We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there pondering your work day, understand something right now. Everything is possible in the work world of today. A guy like Jonathan Gannon could be as pitiful as he was in the 1 year he was a defensive coordinator here and get three mega job interviews to be a head coach in the NFL. Second interview now in Houston. Houston loves Jonathan Gannon. And that is why we have booked Jimmy Kempski because he did a deep dive into Gannon's first year here. And he did not come up with the same result as Ruben Frank in NBC Sports Philadelphia. Kempski was not impressed. From Philly Voice, the great Jimmy Kempski. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, Angelo. How you doing?
Hey, Jimmy, one thing before we get to all the Gannon stuff. I just want to know, if Sean McDermott were the head coach of the Eagles and that happened in the last 13 seconds of regulation, what would it be like in this city today?
It'd be tough, especially – you know, with a team like them that hasn't won a Super Bowl. You know, they went to all those Super Bowls back in the day. They had a long drought without being in the playoffs, and they have a really great team now. And then beyond like that, he also came out early in that game, and they were going for it on. They went for it twice on fourth down, scored a touchdown, and later in the game, he had a fourth and one they punted on, fourth and four they punted on. So, yeah, he's going to be facing some harsh criticism up in Buffalo, I imagine. Because it's not like, you know, it's not like they're soft up there either. So, like, you know, they'll give it to him in a similar way that he get it here. But, yeah, I think he's a great coach. But I think, you know, he's going to look back at that game last night and consider that a huge missed opportunity.
Jimmy, you got to kick the ball in play on the kickoff with 13 seconds, right?
I think so. So that's gotten a lot of attention, the non-squib kick. If you squib it and the guy fields it at the 25, he's just going to run straight down the field. And then that's an easy, you know, 10, 15 yards. And it's only going to take, you know, 3-4 seconds off the clock. So you have to execute that play as well. But if you can squib it down to like down to somewhere inside the 10 yard line, then yeah, it's a great play for the kickoff team. And the Eagles did that against the Patriots, if I recall correctly, in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And they wound up tackling the returner. I think almost either inside the 10 or right around there. So it worked out for the Eagles in that game, of course. But, yeah, I probably would have squib kicked it. But at the same time, you also have to execute that play.
And, Jimmy, the fact is, with 13 seconds left, the defense should be able to stop the other team. But I saw the Jonathan Gannon defensive approach on the two plays leading to the tying field goal, which was basically a zone where you leave everybody open and then tackle them after you catch it. Did you see a similarity between the Bills' philosophy and what Gannon did all year here?
Yeah, well, we saw early in the season, obviously, all like the great quarterbacks that they faced, like Mahomes and like Justin Herbert and Derek Carr and Brady, right on down the list. I mean, yet they had five guys against them, complete over 80% of their passes against that defense, which is just kind of unheard of. Like, you don't really, especially like, even like the modern NFL where completion percentages are higher than they've ever been in league history, to have five guys complete over 80% of their passes against your defense is really bad. And then, you know, as Rhea noted, they had the back half of the season where they just faced a lot of crap quarterbacks, like Jake Fromm and Mike Glennon and Garrett Gilbert. And as Rhea noted, you know, some of those guys were actually pretty good against Gannon's defense, at least for parts of the games they played.
For half.
Taylor Heineke, and Zach Wilson, of course. They made adjustments and they played better in the second half in some of those games. But like I think their defensive numbers, which weren't good to begin with, were also skewed by basically of the 18 games they played this season, 10 of them were against crappy quarterbacks.
But that's not all, Jimmy. The Eagles in the second half figured out how to handle a Jonathan Gannon defense, keep them on the sideline by running the ball. They right. dominated the run game in the second half, and that skewed the numbers too.
Agreed, yeah. They often, you know, the offense did a good job of holding the ball and pumping up their time of possession numbers. Yeah, the defense, like, I think as the season went along, it did get better, and I think Gannon did a better job of disguising coverages and stuff like that. But in the end, I mean, we saw in the playoff game pretty much exactly what we saw in those first half of the season games against
nothing
the good quarterbacks.
Nothing changed.
No. But Jimmy,
exactly.
So how's Gannon getting a job interviews to be a head coach? Explain.
It's wild. So like the two commonly cited things that I've seen from either local reporters elsewhere, like in Houston or Denver or wherever else, and national reporters, is that he's quote unquote smart, which I agree with. I think he's certainly a smart guy when you talk to him. And that he quote unquote connects with players. So like once those buzzwords and buzz phrases kind of get out, then everyone just sort of repeats them and they just kind of become canon, which is kind of weird. And they just kind of stick with a candidate like a guy like Gannon. And I have no doubt that in the interviews that he's gotten in Minnesota and Denver and Houston, that he's been able to impress. I mean, obviously, if he's getting a second interview with Houston, then he did something right in his interview process. But he's a smart guy. I'm sure he does, a great job communicating his ideas and stuff like that to the brass of those guys.
Jimmy, here's the thing. If he connected, if he connected so great with Fletcher Cox, why watching Aaron Donald face the same line Cox did? Did Donald totally overwhelm Tom Brady and Fletcher Cox basically was invisible? Explain how much impact this great relationship he had with his players was if Cox still sucked.
Well, Donald is the best defensive player in the league.
Yeah.
And Cox is nowhere near what he was, you know, when he was still sort of an elite player a few years ago. So that's part of it. I do kind of think he did. I think Cox actually played a lot harder down the stretch. So I don't know, maybe Gannon got through to him at some point. But in the end, I feel like Gannon's actual production that he got out of the defense would automatically be disqualifying for anyone looking for a head coach. Like, you don't have to dig deeper to look at to find sort of the things like connect with players and blah 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 when the production just flat out isn't there. It's not like this Eagles defense lacked talent. You have a guy like Darius Slay who had a fantastic season, made the Pro Bowl. You have veteran defensive backs all around who were solid all year, like Steven Nelson, Roddy McLeod, Anthony Harris, Vontae Maddox had a bounce back season. The defensive line isn't where I guess the Eagles would like it to be in terms of pressuring the quarterback, but those are all legitimate pro players in Cox. Hargrave had a great year early on. Josh Sweat is a decent enough player. They only lost one guy for a substantial amount of time this season in Brandon Graham.
Yep. Yep.
Beyond that, they had extreme injury luck this season, which Jim Schwartz really never had the benefit of.
Yep.
He's playing guys like Josh Hawkins in a playoff game against Drew Brees. Like, they're just so depleted in their secondary and elsewhere, like, throughout their roster. So I think that the production that the Eagles' defense had this year actually very much underperformed given the injury luck they had and actual players they have on the defense. By the way, it's not also like the linebackers. You know, you have like a guy like Nate Gary who's basically wrecking games on his own. These guys weren't that bad. So, again, I don't think the personnel of the players is a good excuse for him to sort of like kind of shush away like the bad production.
If you are on the fence on Jonathan Gannon, go right to Philly Voice right now. Jimmy Kemsky breaks it down brilliantly for you, and you will see that Gannon leaving would be a gift.
Is he
to
definitely
the Eagles
coming
in
back?
This city. Is he coming back,
even
Jimmy?
If he gets,
what's
going to
happen, Jimmy?
Yeah, so I think if he got a head coaching job somewhere else, I don't think the Eagles would be all that broken up about it, because now you have like you have a bunch of guys that are now unemployed that were head coaches, defensive-minded coaches, like, you know, Flores from Miami and Vic Fangio from Denver, Zimmer from the Vikings. Now you have Wink Martindale out there. He and John Harbaugh parted ways in Baltimore. So there are options out there. I think they'd all be upgrades over Jonathan Gannon. So I don't think they'd be all that broken up about it. I don't think they'd fire him if he doesn't get a head coaching job.
I think they should.
But I also don't think it's totally off the table. Or maybe I think maybe one scenario that's possible is if he found a defensive coordinator job somewhere else, like Houston or Denver or Minnesota, the Eagles might allow him to make maybe a lateral move from Philly to somewhere else. But
Jimmy, again, the fans would.
If he did leave, I think there are better free agent defensive coordinators out there who would immediately be an upgrade.
Jimmy Kempsky knows football. PhillyVoice.com. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
And he doesn't think they would fire him, but man,
but
so
they'd let him go.
And here's the thing: I'm too sweet a man to want anyone to lose their job. Mm-hmm. So I would like him to get a head coaching job, preferably on an opponent of the Eagles next season, so we would have one sure victory.
You're a good
Thank
man.
You very much.
Very good man.
It's the way I am. It's the way I roll. I love me some a humanity.
Yes.
I like to
very
be
nice
human. I'm a human humanitarian. Mm-hmm. Matt is on the line for Brewmore. Hi, Matty.
How you doing, Angela? How's it going?
Does Gannon suck, Matt?
Yes, he does.
Talk to me.
I put some thought into this, which isn't much, but I think the only reason why people are interested in him is because the Eagles hired him. But they figured, we just won a Super Bowl a few years ago. If we're smart enough to hire him, and we had, you know, executives talking to this guy, he must be something. So he must be important if the Eagles hired him.
Wait a minute, Matt. Well, then why the hell hasn't anybody hired Doug Peterson yet? He won the Super Bowl.
It's wild,
You're
isn't
right.
it?
I
You're
mean,
right.
Doug Peterson is the best coach out there. You understand? Doug
right.
Peterson is the best coach the Eagles have had in over 40 years.
Yeah, but there's a new trend going. They want young coaches.
I know that. Well, yeah.
That is true.
But you know what? How old is Doug? He's like 48, 50?
No, he's like 53.
He's a kid. He's a kid, yeah. Maddie. He's a child.
He's old school.
He's old school. I like it.
Can I mention something else about what you can watch after football?
Please, anything, Matt.
Ozark.
I've seen it. I don't care for it.
Fourth season started.
I don't like it that much, Matt. I know my wife likes it.
It'll keep you on the edge of your seat. It's amazing acting, writing, the whole bit.
I may try it again because it's not like I got a lot going on in my life, Matt. I got nothing.
You like Yellowstone too? You don't like Yellowstone?
I don't like
either,
Yellowstone,
do
Eddie. No, I'm weird with like Western stuff,
yeah,
genre stuff. But Ozark,
yeah, I don't like
maybe.
Westerns. Yeah.
All right, except Matt, give me. I saw this Power of the Dog this weekend. It was awful. All right, anyway, Matt.
Sounds awful.
Oh, it was so boring. Oh, Matt, give me, please, Matt, give me some way to eat peanut butter.
It has to be butter, not peanuts. It can't just be
peanut butter. It's National Peanut Butter Day.
You got me. Everybody gave me.
That's charming. 215, do you understand? Would you love a Kelly Green Mike Quick jersey?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good forever. That's one of the prizes today. A nostalgic candy gift box.
With Skittles.
Skittles, Bubble Yum, Wonka Nerds, what? Soul Patch Kids.
Sour Patch.
Sour Patch.
Nothing like a Soul Patch Kid.
Oh, my God. You're unbelievable.
They are tasty.
Unbelievable.
Very tasty item. How do you market that? What else is on the list?
215.
I didn't know Shibe Sports was selling that.
All right. Everybody stumbles. The thing you learn in broadcasting, you don't call attention to it.
No.
When you say
ever.
Soul Patch Kids, you must.
There will be people today going to stores saying, you have the Soul Patch Kids.
A lot of
kids.
People had an imagination there, yep. man.
They're right beside the Twizzlers.
215-592-9494. When we return, we are going to talk about Brady and Rodgers. Are they really retiring?
No.
I got a theory. WIP Sports Time 860. All right, welcome.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back. We have an 8:22 right now. Ava Graham's here with an update on our second question of the day because it is mind-boggling.
Yep.
Absolutely mind-boggling. What do you got, Ave?
Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Armin carries the highest quality certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Visit ArminChevy.com before you buy a pre-owned vehicle. Which game did you watch last night? So the options were Sixers, Spurs, Bills, Chiefs. 95% said Bills, Chiefs. Over the 5% Sixers.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing. Sixers led the whole way.
19 out of 20 people.
Yeah.
Watch the Sixers over the football.
Correct.
And here's the amazing part of it. We did not actually have a dog in the fight of the KC Buffalo game. The other was the Sixers. It was our team.
Yeah.
And an NBA season, and an MVP season for Joel Embiid. Yeah. It's mind-boggling that wow.
That is amazing, isn't it?
That is unbelievable. And you know why it is? I think I have a good theory on this. Al, the NFL delivers drama like no other sport.
Oh, yeah.
And not just in the games, although the games were fantastic this weekend. The drama, they somehow, the big stars of the game, know how to milk the moment. Now, I'll tell you, Embiid's good at this, too.
He is.
All right, let me get the drama's building right now, people, because two of the biggest stars in the game, the two top candidates for MVP this year, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, will they return? They were both eliminated over the week. Jonesy, I can't stand the suspense.
They need time.
Will they return, Jonesy?
They need time to think about
it. They need to think it out.
But they'll both be back.
That's my take.
They'll both be back.
All right, let's
100%.
Go. Let me start with Brady. All right, Brady, he's going to meet with Giselle.
Yes.
And, in fact, now the kids are pretty much old enough, so they're in the meeting, too.
Yeah.
And then they sit around and talk about whether a Tom can still be a fine husband and father and maintain his work in the NFL.
Yes.
These meetings have taken place for several years now. There is no reason to believe that Tom Brady would like to leave while he made one of his great comebacks, sat on the sideline and watched his defense.
Oh, my God.
They blow it in the final drive.
Do you know people were using that last play as a point to say that Jonathan Gannon was correct because they blitzed on the one play?
All right, the people that did that, that's Ruben Frank and one other person.
The person is Elliot Shore Parks.
Elliot Shore Parks, yeah.
Yes.
I'll keep any others. I'm not surprised yet. Keep.
There's a couple more.
All right, yeah, that's good. Anyway, Josie is right. Brady, after milking the drama for several weeks, will announce, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to play another year.
When he's retiring, he's going to let us know before that season starts
game.
So he can wave goodbye to every city.
Yes.
And as much a grandstander as he has been, he is nowhere near the grandstander that Aaron Rodgers
has done so much less.
Aaron Rodgers is another guy. He didn't do anything Saturday night.
Terrible.
Right? But the fact is, he still would have won 10-3 if the special teams didn't blow the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the way he wants to leave.
No.
I don't think so. I don't think. And
well,
you
he's
know
not,
what?
Well,
he's not going anywhere.
Al, is he leaving, Al?
I don't know that he. I really don't know if he's going to stay in Green Bay.
Well,
yeah, that's probably
some question.
Yeah, but he ain't going to retire.
Here's all you need to know about that phone. All right, 2 weeks ago, we thought his foot might have to be amputated. You remember him on the sideline? Al, do you remember him on the sideline a couple weeks? How is it possible for Aaron Rodgers to stay in the game? Did the foot come up this weekend?
No.
What did they bring in? A faith healer?
Wasn't it called COVID toe?
How did
they
had? No, that was also. How did they fix that foot so quick?
Yeah, froze it in the turf.
They froze it in the turf?
Frozen tundra.
Because that was a big theme a couple of weeks ago. He seemed perfectly fine on Saturday night.
Yes.
How did that happen? So here's what will happen. I'll give you the Aaron Rodgers if you can't stand suspense. In a few weeks, when things have died down and his Bobo, Pat McAfee, needs a big story, he will go back on podcast Pat McAfee, who in between smirches of Rogers' ass, Rogers will say he's coming back. He's not sure yet where. Then he'll milk that for a while, and then the Packers will give him $40 million to come back for another year.
Well, he usually does it before the Super Bowl to steal some of the...
I got to tell you something. Somebody gave me this. I don't know if it was Rhea or Ava. They did a poll weekend on the greatest Packer quarterback of all time.
They did it after the game.
Three choices. What was this, a radio station?
It was Mike Greenberg from ESPN.
All right, Mike, listen to this. You had a choice of Bart Starr, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Favre won. Right? Like 35.
Bart Starr.
I'm sorry. Starr won at 35. Yeah. Favre was second.
Yep.
And Rodgers was third. And he's the current guy.
Yes.
There are fans that don't even know who Bart Starr is. And Bart Starr still beat both Favre and Rodgers.
Well,
it sounds right though, doesn't it?
A lot. Well,
you know what I would think if I was a Green Bay Packers fan?
Yep.
That Aaron Rodgers spent the last couple weeks completely being an utter distraction to everything and then flamed out at home against a 49ers team with a quarterback who was awful.
All right. I'm gonna play this now. Because Joe Conklin's riding in, and I want him to hear. Okay. I have an idea. All right. So Rhea's reading. As soon as the game's over, Rhea can't go to sleep. She's got to read all the tweets that are bad because she hates Rodgers, and she knows a lot of wisecrackers will make bad comments. So she compiles it and sends me a list of the best wisecracks. And I'm reading it and going, this is pretty good material. We need to turn this into a stand-up comedy thing. All right? So now I'm thinking, now listen, because this is good. Kyle Quinn has absolutely no expertise as a stand-up comic.
Yes.
Ava Graham produced it because her father was a great comic. So listen to this. Al, I'm going to Conklin. He'll be in a little while. And I am going to ask as a personal favor to me that Kyle Quinn open for Conklin on one of his future shows 5 minutes.
That's a long time.
Now, not this material.
Oh.
Other material.
Ah.
Which we will find somebody to write it. All right?
Not comic. In fact,
maybe I'll get people on my email to give me wise comments that we could turn. Something like that. All right? But Al, here is Kyle Quinn. This is actually, all of this material was actually on Twitter after Rodgers lost.
Ladies and gentlemen from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and your headliner tonight, welcome to the stage, Kyle Quinn.
Thank you. Thank you. But seriously, I was watching that Packers game the other day, and I'm going to need everyone to stop making fun of Aaron Rodgers. He hates being needled. Aaron Rodgers told Pat McAfee, "I'm doing my own research on whether or not we lost to the 49ers. If there was a vaccine for choking in big games, would Aaron Rodgers get it? Hey, I thought Aaron Rodgers had a shot, which has happened before. It's wild that Aaron Rodgers didn't get better protection from the 49ers with his natural immunity. Oh, but look on the bright side. Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to worry about meeting Joe Biden at the White House. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Try the veal.
So, wow.
Wow.
Well, now, Josie, I may need your help
yes.
with this.
What do you
we mean? Have to convince Conklin to use him as an opener.
If I was Conklin, I'd turn around right now.
Yeah.
We got Kyle here.
No. That's not. Kyle didn't write any of that. That was Twitter stuff.
Yeah, like Conklin.
Jonesy.
You don't know that. John's on the line. Hi, John. How are you today?
Morning, everybody. How are you? I'm a little pissed off today, Angela.
What's the matter, John? What do you feel?
I feel that the Sixers and their elitist management attitude is really affecting the fans and really affecting the team.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid has done nothing but carry this team on his back. After the game on Friday night where he had 40 points and double-digit rebounds, he goes up to the stand and takes ownership for having 5 turnovers.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Except, you can't have your coach take ownership to a mistake that he made during the game. I mean, I just don't get it. And then you got Daryl Morey, who's sitting on an asset that could help him be, yet he's smarter than everybody. He thinks he can get more, and every day his value goes down.
John, you're 100% right. I got to tell you, it's hard, other than Embiid, who I love, and I can't believe how great he is, both on the court and with his attitude after the games. And then I got everyone else. I can't stand a one of them. There is not one guy on this team. I know I'm going to root for Tobias Harris. Nah, oh, God, I hope Ben Simmons comes back. Nah. Doc Rivers now, he's got an attitude. Morey, I probably won't be doing anything for my $10 million again this year. Who else am I rooting for, John?
Maxie, I guess.
Like Maxie.
But it's you got to admit, there's not much to root for after Embiid.
No, there's not. I mean, Danny Green and his attitude, Tobias shows up whenever he feels like it. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Awful. John, great point, and that's why 95% of the Philadelphia audience watched the football game involving neither of our teams, none of our teams, and did not watch the Sixers. That's mind-boggling. John, I got to have a good way to eat peanut butter.
Best way to eat peanut butter is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Somebody's already got that. I'll give it to him. Come on, John. There's a million ways to eat peanut butter.
You got the sandwich. You got a Reese's peanut butter cup. Peanut butter ice cream, which is really good. Peanut butter pie, which I've never had. Peanut butter wrap, which was some bizarre concoction.
Awful.
Yeah.
Awful. Come on, John.
A peanut butter pancake.
What the hell? Peanut butter pancakes. With this? You said there's lots of ways.
Peanut butter.
Well, actually,
I have it a certain way every day.
Every day. There is a good breakfast peanut butter.
There is?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, don't give anything away. Just calm down a little. You're getting too excited. Let's go to Tom and see how. Hi, Tommy.
Good morning, Angelo.
Was that great yesterday, Tom?
That was the greatest football weekend in football history.
How did they do it, Tom? How are they doing it?
I don't know. It was incredible, every one of those games.
Oh, man.
I just amazing to me that Buffalo did not squib kick the ball.
Yeah. I can't believe it, Tom.
And then when Kelsey lined up at the line of scrimmage and nobody was there.
No, they gave him 20 yards, Tom. Tom, what is that? The guy that is the head coach was on defensive coordinator, Sean McDermott. He doesn't know you have to cover the guy.
Yeah, isn't it Bellamy their defensive coordinator?
Oh, I don't. I know is, Tom, that was the dumbest coach 13 seconds in the history of football.
you realize that that Mahomes won that game in less time than Zach had to win the game for Dallas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Took Dak 14 seconds. He couldn't kill the clock.
The game before was pretty dumb in the last
15 seconds. Tom, first of all,
yes, sir.
You got to – if it's Mahomes, you take every second off that clock you can. And that's then here's another thought. Cover the receivers. You are using 8 people in the back.
You let them have a free release. Oh, I mean, I've never seen anything like it. It's Leslie Frazier's.
It's the worst coaching in the history of the NFL over a 13-second span.
Wow.
I couldn't believe Kelsey. I told my wife, there's nobody on the line with them.
No. And then Andy Reid's over there. I never doubted us. Oh, please. Oh.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Tom, give me a way to eat peanut butter.
Angelo, there's only one way, and I do it every day. I open the lid, take the wrapper off, take the spoon, stick it in the thing, and take a mouthful of the stuff.
It's beautiful, Tom. You know what that is? That's pure protein. Pure protein.
My dad was famous for doing that.
Gonna
loved it. Oh,
you're
going to
need a drink. Somewhere in
yeah,
there.
Oh, yeah. Sticky, right?
It gets a little, but it's worth it. It's very nice. 215.
I've never done that in my life.
You haven't?
No.
You got a spoon?
It's actually pretty good, Jonesy.
I got it right here.
No, look yours at that, has peanuts in it.
40 ounces, extra crunchy.
I like the smoothie.
Extra crunchy. Look at that, Jonesy. Take a sniff. Here, sniff that.
Wow.
Sniff that.
Oh, it's incredible. Smells like peanut butter.
215.
Also smells like your nose.
Oh my God.
215-592-9494. Al, we lost the top sports figure yesterday. And I just got to acknowledge it when we come back. Lots more of your calls. It'll only take a few seconds.
All right.
It's all he's worth. WIP Sports Time is 8:37. All right, it's 8:43 right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it's kind of a sad note. They try to slip it in on the busiest football day of the year so no one would notice, but I noticed because I don't have anything going on in my life. Ladies and gentlemen, Branch Rickey has left the Phillies. Branch Rickey's
already
gone.
Oh.
That's right. Branch Rickey, a man called Branch Rickey by the owner of the Phillies, John Middleton, Matt Klentak, former GM, left the organization yesterday for the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, they're not specifying what his duties are, and I don't have this fully confirmed, but I'm ready to go with it anyway. Now, the Brewers employ a mascot who, when they hit a home run, he goes down a chute and into what appears to be a pool of beer.
Bernie Brewer.
The new Bernie Brewer, ladies and gentlemen, Matt Klentak.
You know, Branch Rickey never had this kind of an off season.
Now,
that would be too hard of a job.
And then it was reported upon his departure yesterday that after he had lost the job as GM, despite Branch Rickey's style work, that they never again consulted him on personnel. In fact, there was a point last season where they were consulting his biggest mistake, Mickey Moniak, before they were consulting Klentak.
That's amazing.
Mickey, what do you think of this outfielder? You've seen him down there in the minors. You think he could play?
It's amazing.
What was he doing here? In the annals of bad GMs, the bottom rung is the Matt Klentak rung.
And how did he convince them that he was a good choice?
Analytics. He got in there. Jeez. Now, we interviewed him right after they hired him, and I looked it out, and I went, I don't think this guy knows a damn thing. He was a number cruncher, and they were at a period of time where they wanted numbers. And this guy went in and rolled out a bunch of numbers, and they went, well, that dummy Andy McPhail, that has been.
Yeah.
He's the guy that brought him in.
And he brought a whole crew with him, didn't
a
he?
A whole kinds of crew of guys? Stiffs. 18-member analytics department that failed to have a winning season until Klentak was out, and then Girardi came in and got him 82 wins, just one over what would have been a .500 season.
The numbers.
What up? And their minor league system is a mess. And now Dave Dombrowski has to come in and try to clean up the garbage that McPhail and especially Klentak did. Shame, shame, shame. Al, that's another theft. I don't know what he was. They were paying those guys, but those guys stole that money.
You think you can get Moniak?
You know what?
To go down the slide with him?
Yeah. Maybe Moniak, so, you know, can't go down the slide every day. Maybe Moniak could fill in. Unbelievable. Mark from Mount Laurel is up. He watched those games. Hi, Mark.
Angelo, can you imagine?
Yeah.
13 seconds left on the clock, and that happened to us?
Yeah, I want that, Mark, that's exactly the right question. What would you say to that?
And first of all, I would probably be still sitting on the living room couch. I probably would still be sitting there
right
after that. You know what? I'm not a Buffalo Bills fan, but I really have passion for their fans. I mean, for them to lose four Super Bowls in a row, that game was over, Ange. It was 13 seconds left on the clock, and you're thinking to yourself, my God, it's over. It's over.
Mark, the fact is, Sean McDermott was here as a defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is Dan Quinn a few years ago in Atlanta where they blew a 28-3 lead against Brady. I don't think you come back from this, Mark. Squib the kick, blow 5 or 6 seconds. Now they're down to one play.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Protect the sidelines. They can't win the game. Absolutely. Why are you giving them two plays?
Absolutely, Ange. And by the way, and if you don't squib it, then you know, you pooch it over the line.
Yes.
And then you got maybe 8 seconds left.
Yes.
And it's desperation time. But it's just, I hope Howie was watching those games yesterday, because we are so far away from that.
True.
When you look at those quarterbacks and you look at Hurts, please.
Yeah. I'm finally on that side now. Al, what were your thoughts when you were watching the great quarterbacks function?
Well,
with 30 and 40 seconds of getting down the field.
My thoughts were the Eagles actually have a chance because the best quarterbacks are in the other conference. Those two guys are young.
All right, hold on. Mark, Al, go ahead. Float
so
out. Al's in love with one of these quarterbacks,
so
and he thinks we can get him.
You look at those two quarterbacks, they're over, you know, they're done. Oh, okay.
Joe Burrow, too.
So you have a chance.
Just say it, Al. Don't hedge it. You said it to me. Now say it on the air.
If you're looking at it realistically and you have a chance to get Watson, you have what will be a quarterback in your conference that will give you a chance to get to the Super Bowl every year.
Mark, Deshaun Watson would definitely fit the definition of the quarterbacks you saw yesterday. Are you on board?
Angelo, can I say this to you? And I want you to listen to me carefully.
Okay.
Season tickets are done.
Yep.
I will never be able to root for the Eagles if that guy comes. Meanwhile, if you have any love for women, if you have any love for your mothers or your sisters or your wife, how do you support that animal, that scumbag? Please, somebody explain it to me. How could you support him? How could you root for that guy?
Because he's going to win a Super Bowl.
No.
I don't want a Super Bowl with that guy. Mm-hmm. I would never be able to stand up and applaud that guy. I would never be able to do it. I know me. I would give up on the Eagles. Lori can't do this.
I think what he's saying, Al, is Deshaun rubs him the wrong way.
And by the way, Ange, before you cut me off.
You made a joke about it.
No, Ange? I didn't. I just pointed something out using a clever turn of phrase. Mark, how do you eat peanut butter?
Here, I want to show you something. You ready for this? Try it one time and don't knock it. Take a Reese's peanut butter cup and put it right on top of the peanut butter and jelly.
What?
Wow, my
combination.
Oh my God.
What?
Try it one time, my friend.
That's a sugar high.
All right, stay on high with that. Wow, that is, wow, yeah. That's a weird way to use. There's a lot of peanut butter in that player.
Wow.
Wow. But Al.
Sweet.
Deal with that. Al is committed. Look, he makes a valid case.
Yeah, Al's.
If you're trying to be explosive like that, you need a guy like Watson.
But
Watson's got all this baggage.
It's still not resolved, really.
It's not resolved.
He's going to suspended.
He will suspend it. Let's say half
taking
a season.
Taking this long. I mean, it's
but
incredible. But,
Jonesy, are you listening now? Because he is a great quarterback.
Talent-wise, of course.
But.
No, there's too much stuff there.
Al, you're okay with all the stuff.
I went through Michael Vick.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, I've seen so many players that if you're trying to just do character,
wow. I got to tell you, if they were watching the games, you have to start to say to yourself, if you're the Eagles, not me, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
I don't want to deal with it every day, honestly, just to be honest with you. But I think he winds up in a place like Washington because that owner doesn't care what anybody thinks of him.
There's going to be an owner that will not care about the baggage and will do it.
The New York Giants?
Lurie, I don't know. Lurie did it with Vic, though. So can you rule him out? You can't rule him out.
No. And you can't rule out the baggage.
And you, Al, you are it does not concern you that your stance on this portrays you as an immoral human.
Well, it doesn't necessarily. It just says one thing trumps the other, that the fact that you're in the NFL. I don't see any character credits in the NFL.
Is there any character credits with Andy Reid?
Well, that's the whole point. And if Andy Reid's were to say yes, then I can no longer say the things I say about Andy Reid. But it bothers me. You heard Mark. Mark did it better than I ever could. He's a season ticket holder, Al. He would stop that day.
The talent is undeniable.
But
I seriously don't want to have to deal with that every day.
We don't want it, Al.
I don't.
You have less morals than we do.
You're immoral, Al. Well, what are you going to do?
Tony's on the line from Levittown. Hi, Tone.
How you doing, Angelo?
What are you feeling, Tone?
Well, Al's definitely wrong. Yeah. I mean, that guy right before, he is a scumbag, Watson.
Well, Al will soon be doing radio in hell.
I think he's got a morning gig lined up with
Satan. Yeah. I think it's the Satan and Morganti show.
On fire.
Well, we are so far away. The Eagles are so far away. And if Howie doesn't pick good draft picks this year, we're in big trouble.
They are away. You're right, Tom. I mean, that was the real – the Eagles made the playoffs, but – only because they expanded them. The Eagles are not really of that caliber. Mm-hmm. They're not. And they need a lot of good players to be there. You know what it is the most? It's the explosiveness of these other offenses. Because Nick Sirianni said last week that the Eagles were explosive offensively. No, they're not.
No.
Compared to those guys?
No.
They can get down the field in 42 seconds, 13 seconds. They can set up the winning field goal. Well, do you think the Eagles could do that?
They don't terrify your defense into making mistakes just because they're scared of the guy playing quarterback.
Yeah. I can't imagine what it's like to be in Buffalo today. I can't imagine. Honestly, every year something horrible happens. They have their team is as good, if not better, than the Chiefs.
Yeah,
right.
And if they had won the coin toss, they'd be moving on.
Josh Allen, Tony, imagine you're Josh Allen today, and you led your team down the field for the game-winning touchdown with 13 seconds left, and then watched them give up a field goal and a touchdown. You never get back on the field. Can you imagine what that feels like?
No, I don't want to imagine what that feels like. I don't think I ever watched the Eagles anymore.
That's unbelievable. And that guy is a hell of a football player, too, Josh Allen.
He's another guy, Josh.
I would take him right now, Al.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Really?
My God. Yeah.
Somebody was offering.
Cincinnati.
Yeah. Oh, Burrow. Really
my
good.
My God.
Those guys are good.
Yeah.
Hurts? No. Not there. Tony, give me. See how I came around on this, Tony?
Yeah, well, watching the playoffs, it does it for you.
No, I'm going to tell you what did it for you. Tony, give me a way to eat peanut butter.
All right, they come out once a year. Girl Scout peanut butter cookies.
That's very a nice good cookie. Choice.
That's a good choice. All right, Jonesy, here's what happened, because you may have noticed the change of position with me on her.
Yeah.
Thursday, Joe Wechter found actual commentary on the sideline, the cornerback's coach of the Bucs, fairly early in the game, is yelling at the defensive secondary guys, the defensive backs, and he's going, he can't read the defense. He doesn't know what you're doing. We got this.
Wow.
He can't read it.
That's
We got a couple of picks for sure. They ended up with two picks.
Wow.
And he said early in the game, don't worry, we're in good shape here. And remember, before they called off the doors, it was 31-0. You can't have the coaches of other teams telling their players, don't worry, this guy doesn't know what you're doing. He can't read the defense. And have him as your quarterback.
I hope Hurts sees all that.
It's
I'm
over.
Sure he will, right?
That
Hurts
was my,
will see that, right?
Was my typical. No, it's not going to change anything.
He's
got a father's a coach.
I know, but he will put the work in.
No, he'll put the work in.
Some
guys don't see the field.
Yeah, I agree.
He doesn't see the field. He doesn't see the open receivers, and he doesn't see where the defensive backs are playing. Some guys absorb it. Some guys don't. He doesn't. No, he's out. 215. That did it.
He's out.
It's over.
I've stayed extremely consistent for four consecutive days.
Oh, yeah.
When we return, we got a great national broadcaster. We got Mike Garofalo of the NFL Network to talk about one of the best weekends of football in its history.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.